This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
So take me back during that time. Everyone listening has had a family member that's dealing with this or has fought cancer and is dealing with it. We work with Oncology Center, an amazing one here. We see this often. Just even the energy level and the fight and the focus to get healthier is can take everything that you have. Tell me about that time in your life and what your mindset was during that time of during that fight, and what kind of things were you looking towards and into to get you through that time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get asked that question a lot. You know, I had to meet a lot of people that have been diagnosed with cancer and or family members that, you know, people know that are going through it, and which is why I kind of forced me into writing a book. It's called Claim Your Healing, and it was just released in August. Just a short, what I like to call battle book, that you can take with you everywhere you go. And it has literally every tool that I used during that time to fight back. And one of the biggest things for me was I heard what the doctor said, but I didn't receive it. And that was a big part of my journey. Was I heard the reality of what they said my situation was, but I decided not to believe that cancer was going to take my life. You know, with 3 months to live, I was like, man, no way, nobody, this isn't happening. And so I just believed. And so in my book, I have this several pages of healing confessions that I spoke over my body and my life to bring it into alignment with truth, like that I can overcome. I am an overcomer and I am healed. And I would put pictures up around my house of what I looked like when I was healthy so that I could visualize in my mind that this is where I was going to be again. And I just kept it in front of me, and I surrounded myself with people that were in agreement with that same thought process. And I didn't tell anybody really about what I was going through unless they were going to be standing, you know, for me and with me and not negative about it. So that's one of the biggest pieces that really helped heal me.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.